Daniel Plan came out of Saddleback Church about a year ago, and has a couple Methodist churches in this conference have done it last year. And one of those pastors kind of recommended it to me. At the same time, my office administrator, who attends another church in town, their church had done had been aware of it, and so I took a look at it. It's a stewardship of mind and body. It's one of those 40-day campaigns that encompasses all aspects of church life and kind of gets everybody on the same page. And so we organized. We have three different small groups just for the Daniel Plan. We have one group that meets at a different restaurant for lunch every week, and they try to eat according to the Daniel Plan, and it's really been an educational experience for them. The other neat thing that's come out of that group is in every restaurant they've been in so far, the staff people, because there's a video that they play, the staff people will get attracted to that video. And it's about faith, and it's about fitness, it's about food. And it's about friends. And so that they'll be kind of overhearing this. And one place they even invited the guy to come in and say, hey, okay. And they would say, well, okay, what is this? And what's the Daniel Plan? And, well, what group are you part of? First United Methodist Church. This is a church? You know, you're doing this for church? Yeah. You know, and so it's really kind of created a buzz. We've had it on our sign. We have an electronic sign that we've been... I had that on that sign for several weeks this summer. We have another group, mostly younger folks with family that age anyway. They meet in somebody's home, and they're really serious about the nutrition aspect of it, and they'll do smoothies and share recipes. There's a recipe book that comes with this thing and everything. It's really quite amazing. And then our third group meets right at the church, and it's just kind of a very diverse group, age-wise, and folks who really can't fit the other two groups into their schedule. Then, 4 days a week, we have a walking group that meets on the levee and walks the levee about 2 to 3 miles 4 days a week. And we have another group that's been organized. They do hikes once or twice a week on some of the trails. In that part of the state. We have another group that is a little bit more aggressive. They'll do runs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then we have a group that just, it's whatever, you just walking around in your ordinary life. And all of us wear these pedometers that we distributed. And we set out a goal. We just thought, how many steps could we take a week? How many miles? Let's see if we can walk to Alaska, just for the heck of it. And the first week, everybody turned in their steps and their miles, 1,600 miles. This is a congregation of that at church we get 110, and most of them are older than I am. But you know, it's just amazing how many miles you can put on in a week, and so that the last 2 weeks now we're about 400 miles outside Anchorage already, and we're less than halfway through. So we're going to turn around, and we're going to take a long way home. The guy who's doing that for us, he's charted a new route home for us. And it's kind of a fun thing to do. I'll throw up on the screen this Sunday. We're in Beaver Creek, Canada, and it's a town actually I'm very familiar with, because when we drove back from Alaska, we stopped there at Buckshot Betty's, and so we're going to have a picture of Buckshot Betty's and all that stuff. But it's really just amazing. Actually, one of the people who's in charge of that area, they said, you know, they mentioned a few people who are in their 80s. And they said, yeah, I would have usually driven down, you know, a couple blocks to go to this meeting or that, but they walked it instead. And so people are really becoming more aware of that kind of fitness. The people who are doing the food component and taking that seriously are really, there are a couple people who have lost some weight and are feeling much better. It kind of begins with a detox, but mostly it's an educational thing around how much sugar is in our food, and especially processed food. And it's if you're familiar with all those, it's a whole food approach.
Sure.
Yeah, which is really big right now. And then the Bible part, I do a sermon series based upon the five words, faith, food, fitness. This week is focus, which is about focusing on our relationships and on our health. And then the other next week it finishes with friends. And those have been kind of fun themes to preach around. I've tried to leave all the nutrition and the fitness stuff out, and instead of talking about last week was fitness, I talked about spiritual fitness. What does it mean to be spiritually fit? And use the fruits of the Spirit, you know. And so there's lots of nice parallels, you know, because there's a lot of emphasis on low glycemic fruit. And so we're going to talk, this is the spiritual equivalent of low glycemic fruit, you know. Love, joy, peace, patience, etc. And it's really done a great job of bringing folks together. We have a big banner that our publicity chairperson made for us. And we're forwarding to him digital photos, which we have dozens of by now. And he takes them down to some place that prints real pictures, and he puts them up on that banner. And by the time we're done, they won't be that small, but it'll kind of look like that. Mm-hmm. Just all the activities. And that's right in the sanctuary, right at the front. And so before church, I'll see people up there looking. And there's a picture of our walk. Here's our group at the local restaurant, you know, and they took a small group picture or whatever. And yeah, so it's been really fun. And it's a lot of times we forget that that the church is able to have fun and still have some substance to it. And so yeah, I guess that's about the size of it. Although some of our, like I say, we're less than halfway through it, but some of our small groups, they're really developing some neat relationships and learning some new things. Now, this week, one of the small groups has a physician's assistant in it, and she's going to do blood pressure and going to do a presentation on some health things, and which will be great for that group because they're mostly senior citizens. So it'll be a nice review for some and might be some great education for others. They've been really creative about it, and with my back thing, I haven't been able to participate, but they've just taken it and run with it, and having a fun time. So, and that, if you want to find out more, it's danielplan.org, and actually, if anybody ever want to find out more about it, like to how to do it in a church, just give me a call. It's been one of the easiest things I've ever done.